The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? I mean it this time. What the fuck is up?
I don't know.
The fuck is up?
We got, you know, we thought the four of us would be back together again after a 2-week Waddle absence because he had some family things going on. He had COVID and then, you know, his father-in-law had passed.
Hopefully everything's okay, though.
We did two straight unhinged podcasts without him, and we were all set for today. And
very excited to all be back in the studio and swearing up a storm and exchanging stories.
Didn't happen. And we don't know where Waddle is. I hope everything's okay.
He's not answering his texts. He's not answering his... I called him, and that's unlike him.
Hmm.
Yurko thinks that he's not picking up because he's embarrassed, but I don't think that's Waddle. Waddle would just say, he would say, what the fuck? I don't remember.
He's embarrassed. He just forgot. He just doesn't want to take the smack talk until he gets here.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe, sometimes you just don't want to hear it.
Maybe he'll walk in and join us. He's welcome
to.
That's
fine.
Last week we had Yurko taking a crap.
Right.
And he walked in.
That's right.
And then told us about it. Then we got into crap stories.
We did.
We got into shit stories.
And how it smells and what we can stand and what we can't stand.
And pouring shit all over his brother and his friends in a hotel room.
Dumping shit in a hotel room in Arizona, I think. Or where were you guys?
No, St. Louis, right?
St. Louis for Hawks.
Louis,
that's right.
St. Louis.
With the binoculars.
For Hawks and Blues.
When Shelley was there.
Yes.
So I think it was early 90s.
Yes. That's a great looking golf shirt you got on, by the way. Do you have league play today?
I love it. Of course there's league play today.
That's a great golf shirt.
Daughter graduated last night.
How did it go?
832 graduates.
That's a lot.
832 graduates.
That's amazing.
That's a lot, man.
560 are going to get on to college of the 832.
Right?
Yeah.
3,500 school.
More than 60%, right?
Well, more than that, 60. Because as freshmen, they probably have more than you have your dropouts and you have those people that move.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
There's always a dropout rate. Leakage. They call it leakage.
Is that what they call it?
What is the high school dropout rate in 2022?
Oh, God.
Is it bigger than I think?
I mean, if you're in the city, I think it's bigger than you would think. I think in the suburbs, it's a little less than you think, but I bet you it's still 10%. If you start with 1,000, I think you end up with 900.
What's the normal percentage of kids going on to college?
TF North, we started with 345. We ended up with 272.
Should I put him on speaker?
Yeah, put him on speaker.
All right, hold on. He's calling.
Yeah,
finally.
He could swear now.
What's up?
You know what? I completely forgot.
Told you.
I swear to God.
It was 2 days ago that we had you in a text chain, and you said you were good with it.
You said you were locked in.
What can I say? I fucked up.
Tell him we're on.
We're recording this on Unhinged. We're rolling already.
You can put him on the phone.
Yeah, you want to put him on the phone? You call him on the. You know how to get him on the phone?
I know how to do that, Tommy. That something was wrong.
No, nothing's wrong other than me being a dipshit.
Yeah, other than that.
I told you.
I thought maybe you were excited for Reds Cubs today. Like, you wanted to watch Hunter Green stick it up the Cubs Dookie.
Went big beanball war, possibly, after Votto and Rowan Wick.
Could be.
Dookie is poop.
The epitome of stupidity is my relief pitcher hitting somebody on purpose to bring the tying run to the plate. That's the dumbest move in the history of baseball.
You think that's dumb, huh? I probably agree with you. Let's get our revenge and put the tying. Yeah. Was it the tying run? They put the tying run on. Was Wisdom the tying run?
Well, you they were 4-2 lead. You put him on base. The tying run comes.
Oh,
to
so
the
plate. Tying run coming to the plate. Okay, yeah.
Smart. And the Cubs almost won.
Smart thinking by your Reds. Tom.
Definitely hit him on purpose.
Oh, it sure seemed like it.
Well, especially what happened with Votto. I mean, you got to watch the Votto. Now, Votto denied it afterwards.
Votto said
there's no fucking way we're hitting the guy to put the tying run on. We want to win a baseball game.
Sure seems pretty dopey if you were going to
I just got
that.
An update. Ray Liotta died.
You do stupid shit.
Wait a minute.
Ray Liotta died. I just got it from Danny Zetterman.
Are we breaking Ray Liotta news?
Yeah,
Ray
Liotta died.
You don't have to stick
Danny Zetterman.
You call Votto.
Tell him to hang up. I'll come
all right.
Oh, my God.
Wait, now, Ray Liotta, you're telling us while Waddle forgot to come in to work, to record this. Now you have breaking news on Ray Liotta.
Yeah, Ray Liotta passed. Danny Zetterman just texted me and said Ray Liotta passed.
He wasn't. How old was Ray Liotta?
Ray Liotta upper was 67.
Yeah.
Was there something? Wasn't he in the news recently about something?
Yeah, for Chantix. Chantix worked for Ray Liotta. Remember?
Oh yeah. What is Chantix?
It helped him quit smoking, right?
Oh, that's right.
Probably
Chantix the stress
worked.
Of not smoking.
Oh my God, 67.
What'd he die of?
He's never watched some movie that famous movie he was in, isn't that right?
Which one? Goodfellas?
Field of Dreams?
We got to talk about this
there
now.
It is. Goodfellas star Ray Liotta dead at 67.
I mean, he was the star of one of our favorite movies that we quote constantly that we're always talking about. We close every single Crosstalk Unhinged with a line from that great movie.
Yeah.
From Goodfellas. He's in Field of Dreams. He's one of the all-time great, like, sort of bad guy actors, you know. He played a lot of mean bad guys. He was really good at it. I mean, really good at it. He's been in so...
He's never watched Field of Dreams.
He's never watched it. I wonder why. Maybe he hates baseball.
By the way, who's the guy who goes into these Wikipedia accounts, like, instantly to change the dead day?
Good question.
Like, you know...
It's already changed?
It's already changed. I went to Wikipedia to call up all the credits and stuff, Googled his name. God. It's already got December 18th, 1954 to May 26th, 2022.
Wow. I don't know who does that. I don't know if they, you know, because anybody can go in and do that, right? Anybody can alter a Wikipedia page.
I think, is Waddle there?
Waddle?
He died in his sleep. They said he died in his sleep. He was filming Dangerous Waters.
Is this true in the Dominican?
It looks like it. Liotta reportedly died in his sleep in the DR while filming Dangerous Waters. The story is breaking. More to come.
Was he at Casa de Campo? That's where I was. They were filming some series when I was... down in the DR.
Well, maybe that's
several
it.
Months ago.
I don't know what Dangerous Waters is. Is that a series? Maybe that's it, Tommy.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I mean, I didn't see any of the so-called stars, but I was hammered most of the time.
Sounds about right, actually.
I was playing golf and drinking booze. Like, I wasn't star-seeking.
Wow.
What was he in recently where he played the old guy?
Was
he in the new Sopranos movie?
He played the dad. That's what I'm thinking of.
Right? Yes.
He played the father too in the Johnny Depp movie, where he was the cocaine dealer.
He played in Blow. He was the dad. He was Johnny Depp's dad in Blow. He was excellent in that. He was in the Sopranos movie. You're right about that.
Yeah, Many Saints of Newark.
The Many Saints of Newark.
That was such a horrible movie.
I didn't care for it that much either.
It was horrible, but of course your expectations are so high.
Sure.
After all these years.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a letdown.
So he was Cocaine Bear was in post production.
I don't
know
that.
Maybe what he was filming or Charlie Day film he was also doing and something called The Substance.
So he was doing a lot. He was working a lot.
These are all things in post production and in filming. That he was doing.
Wow.
He was even the bad guy in Field of Dreams, wasn't he?
Well, I don't know. But it was Joe Jackson.
He wasn't Joe Jackson.
He was Shoeless Joe.
He was.
Was he?
Ray Liotta was Shoeless Joe Jackson, yes.
Oh, told him to stick it.
Ty Cobb wanted to play, but none of us could stand the son of a bitch when he was alive, so we told him to stick it. The crazy thing about that, too, is that they cast it. Shoeless Joe was a left-handed batter. Threw right-handed. Liotta threw left-handed and batted right-handed. Yeah. Go figure.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Lakers show.
Yeah, exactly. They just were like, we want Ray Liotta to play Shoeless Joe, so fuck it. We don't give a shit if he can't swing the bat left-handed. I think that was the story. But he was always kind of the bad guy. He was really evil and...
He was the FBI guy in Smoking Aces that got shot.
He was. He was really evil in Copland. He was a bad, crooked cop. Remember, like he unlawful entry. He played that role so well, but he was masterful as Henry Hill.
Yeah, but he was the bad guy in Copland. But he wasn't really the bad guy. Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, Harvey
was the worst.
That's true. He was the worst.
Yeah, he was the problem child in that movie. Liotta was part of a scumbag cop.
Yeah,
but. He is at least willing to help.
Do you know where
Sylvester Stallone?
Do you know where he really plays a bad, evil, crooked cop in a movie called? It's with Ryan Gosling, and I might blank on the name. The Place Beyond the Pines, I believe it's called.
I saw that.
Right, Tommy? And like he really plays an evil motherfucker in that one, a bad crooked cop, right?
You know what Ray and I had in common?
You both use Chantix?
No, we both have we had skin scars on our face. Neither one of them had break up.
That's right. He's another good looking scar guy. Like not bad skin, but good looking. We can make a
bad skin but handsome.
Bad skin but handsome dude.
That's awesome.
I'm just saying, he wasn't your typical Hollywood, quote unquote, gorgeous pretty boy. You know, he was like a rough and tumble but very handsome guy.
He certainly wasn't, even when he was young, even in Goodfellas. You know, but somehow he pulled there was a sex appeal about him, even though he wasn't. He didn't have Brad Pitt's face or George Clooney's face, right? Like there was a. There was this rugged masculinity about him.
You guys already say this. Wasn't he married to Mark Grace's wife?
Yeah, no, I was going to tell the story. It wasn't just married.
Was it? That was Holly Hunter, right?
No, it was Michelle Grace, I want to say, goes by. Oh. She was a, quote, actress as well.
Okay.
And you know the story, right, Waddle? I mean, wasn't...
Yeah.
Didn't Ray Liotta meet Mark Grace's wife while they were married at a Cubs game?
Oh, is that right?
She cheated on him, and then Ray Liotta and Michelle Grace eventually got married.
Wow.
And then divorced. Yeah. Okay. And they have a kid together.
Wow, I didn't know that. Who was the other Grace one?
How old was he?
He was 67. 67?
67?
Yeah. It's not that old anymore, guys. It's
no,
not.
No,
it's like, it's not old.
I'm 55.
Well, go back and watch the movie.
It surprised me.
Will I go back and watch the movie? What do you mean, Yerk? Will we go back and watch Goodfellas?
Yeah, tonight. Will you put it on tonight?
This weekend I'm going to try to.
Reminiscing?
And reminisce.
I watched it last weekend. It was on TNT or TBS.
Wow. Man, that's like...
Like, think about that. Like, if you're Mark Grace, you know, you're doing well anyway. He's done very well with the ladies.
Didn't he date Lauren... Not Holly Hunter. Lauren Holly, right?
Lauren Holly.
I believe it was Jeanine Turner.
No, Lauren Holly, too.
Lauren Holly. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And maybe all of them. I mean, but Mark definitely Grace. Lauren Holly. Fuato has told me stories who was Mark Grace's roommate for several years. But think about that, where maybe Mark Grace's favorite movie of all time was...
Which one was it?
Well, just think. I mean, all
well,
these...
Well, Goodfellas.
Goodfellas,
I know.
Field of Dreams, right? They were all made before 97, right?
Yes. And, Goodfellas is 91.
And now you can't turn on the TV and watch those movies. Because that's the dude who took your wife.
That would kind of suck, wouldn't it?
But you know what, guys? Think about this, though. Maybe because of the connection, Ray was able to get Gracie hooked up with some Chantix.
Maybe. It's a good.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the third Chantix reference we've made. The poor guy, the body's not even cold. We've made three Chantix jokes already. You know, but for Gracie, does it really matter? You're Mark Grace. Like, you led the 90s in hits, and you were pulling yourself a Fredo everywhere you went on the road, banging them two at a time. Like, does it really matter?
The term slump buster came from him
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. Like, but, I mean, if you're
still,
Gracie.
Even still, that's still your wife. He's. And
something tells me Mark Grace doesn't give a shit.
They met at your place of work. Hey, Mark Gray's playing first base.
I don't know.
Hey, but, I was.
I kind
of,
I got to be.
Field of Dreams.
I think for us mere mortals, that would be such a fucking kick in the balls. It'd be almost impossible. But I feel like for a guy like Mark Grace, doesn't matter.
Should we get him on today, Waddle, and just ask him if he's dancing
probably
on
not.
The grave?
Probably not. Not that, married to Mark Tech's wife. It's probably,
it might be probably, a little. I don't know. It might be a little. My guess is that it doesn't matter
to
him.
Keep it moment. I'm not interested.
Well, he probably
I think he would be interested
in
that.
Probably tell you thanks, but no thanks.
No, but Yurko would be interested.
I'd be interested in hearing it if he agreed to do it. I totally would be. Are you kidding? I would be. I think Yurko's studying
his
filmography.
What's the angle?
I don't need to hear from Mark Grace.
Mark.
You got the last laugh.
The only guy. In the Hall of Fame that led for 10 years, I mean, the only guy not in the Hall of Fame that led a decade of hitting, like from 79 to 87, all those individuals that have done that over the course of time are in the Hall of Fame.
In the hits.
Grace is the only one.
What about Rose? Isn't Pete Rose, didn't he lead the 70s
in
hits?
At some point, no.
He's in the Hall.
But
oh, bud.
I'm not even talking about 70s. I'm not even talking about 70s. in the 80s.
Oh, do you mean for like a 90s. Period of 10
I'm
years?
I'm talking for a period of 10 years.
I got you.
An individual that led the league for those 10 years. That's why I said 45 to 54.
Any 10-year stretch.
Any 10-year stretch, they're all in the Hall of Fame except for Mark Grace.
Wow. But I also kind of agree with that. Like, what, Hall of Very
yeah,
Good.
Well, somebody brought it up to me when Harry used to say, Mark Grace is a Hall of Famer. He said all the time, I said, nah, not really.
Don't we have two guys who played first on each side of town who are the perfect models for the Hall of Very, Very Good?
Yeah, sure.
Canerco, Canerco and Mark Grace would be like in the first, they would be in the inaugural class of the Hall of Very, Very Good.
Yes, agreed.
But you could only choose one.
If you could only choose one out of those two?
Doesn't Canerco have like 400-some home runs?
Yeah.
He won a World Series.
I'm biased, so I probably...
Well, they both won World Series.
Grace won in Arizona. I'm biased.
And did he have the game-winning hit, too? No, Luis Gonzalez
did. Yeah. I'm biased, but I'd say Canerco's a little bit more deserving. Gracie was also a pretty dandy glove man over there.
119 OPS. Yeah. 119 OPS plus for Mark Grace.
What's Canerco's, Yerk? Can you do the side-by-side real quick? So 119 for Grace.
Right.
My guess is Canerco's probably awfully close to that. Like, I'm going to say 123 for Canerco. That's how close I bet it is.
If it ever comes up, I'll be able to tell you. 118.
Oh, so he's actually 1 point worse.
Yeah. Look at that.
118,
that's
119.
A good one.
Wow. That's a really good one.
Canerco and Gracie.
Do their wars. I'm going to tell you right now, Canerco's is going to be lower because Gracie
Paul Canerco's 28-1.
That's not a lot. So it's going to be Grace. So Gracie might be
46-4.
Wow. Almost doubled him.
Is that because
well,
defense?
Not quite doubled.
Defensive
defense,
war?
Yeah. 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 That's why.
Gracie was the of a professional hitter, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, very good.
If he hit for power, which he always tried to do, and maybe the if he was on Chantix earlier and drank less beer.
Are you talking about Grace?
Yes, and lifted weights. Maybe
173 home runs.
Like, think about if he was a 300 home run guy.
439 for Canerco.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
But if he was, let's say Gracie was like a 300 to 350 guy, he'd probably be in the Hall.
He might be. You're right. Because he'd have over 50 wins.
Both 8,000 plus at bats.
It's damn close.
Yeah. What was Gracie's career on base percent?
I'm gonna guess. Let me guess.
I already said it. 383.
I was gonna guess like 360. So you're much.
I mean,
he got pretty good.
Took his walk.
825 OPS.
Boy, I'm still kind of like I'm in a weird daze right now, guys. It's like it's
over Ray.
Yeah. And I don't know why we get like this. I think I do know why. I mean, but it's not like it's a close personal friend. But there's some meaning behind it when it's someone you've watched on the big screen for so long and is in some of. You know, the movies that you reference often and that you watch often.
It makes you contemplate your own mortality as well. It's part of it.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
He's right. You're right. You're hearing these numbers that we're creeping closer towards and saying that's not old. That's like, think about what's Gene Greco?
70?
Right.
Ray
Liotta was 3 years younger.
My dad's 73.
My mom said to me the other day, she's 75, and she said, you know, you never think you're going to sit here and say, you know, well, where did the 75 years go?
Where? It's a great question. And that
seems like 77 and has shot his age 3 times this month.
Wow.
On the golf course.
That's amazing. That? Are you serious?
Yeah. Jeez. Big Bob.
Carmen, you want Lorraine Bracco on the show today?
Well, maybe we should get Lorraine Bracco on the show today. That'd be pretty
I'd love to hear Lorraine Bracco.
Yeah.
She was his
and
wife,
Mark
right?
Grace.
She played the wife in Goodfellas, yeah.
And then she was the therapist in Sopranos.
Correct.
OPS plus for this guy.
I love your
156.
You're asking who it is?
Who this is.
Can you give us a little more context?
He was a first baseman also.
In the same era?
Frank Thomas.
No, not in the same era. This guy's not in the Hall of Fame.
Not in the Hall of Fame, but not in the same era.
351 home runs.
Jim Thome?
58.7 WAR.
Oh, Jim
Fred McGriff.
No.
What? And he's not in the Hall?
I like to play with this every morning. That's his first name.
His pee-pee. His
Dick Allen.
Dick Allen.
Dick Allen.
Dick Allen.
The White Sox.
Dude. Yeah. There ain't no way in hell he's not a Hall of Famer.
I know.
People
I don't
talk
get
about
it.
That.
I mean, like,
I don't get it.
You know, I love Harold Baines, but like Jerry crams Harold Baines down the throats of everybody to make sure that he's in. And like Dick Allen's not in the Hall of Fame. It's crazy. Craziness.
Dick Allen?
What's that?
Was I right with the guess of Dick Allen?
It's Dick Allen, yes.
Yeah, it's Dick
exactly
Allen.
Who it is.
If you were here, you'd know, you putz.
Yeah, and your phone sucks.
What is the home run? It was you playing with it every morning.
Yeah. That's how. Well, that's the. That's what you knew, Tommy.
We need to
because
hang up
you play
with
it.
All right, get to work. All right.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?
It's not the end of the podcast.
Give it to when you get in here. I mean, yeah. Jesus,
fucking
Christ.
Forgot.
And forgot.
Then we had an emergency obituary. Like who? This is the first. This is the first, isn't it? The first unhinged emergency obituary.
It is.
Danny's like, if you're recording Unhinged right now, Ray Liotta died. Make sure you talk about it ASAP.
Abdallah texted me. Hoodie just texted me.
They're all coming to
They're
you.
All like, coming in right now.
But do you take offense? That everybody goes to you.
No.
Carmen DeFalco. Hey, Ray Liotta.
A monster dies.
Well, I think it's all
of
us.
They want to make sure you know.
I think it's all of us that love that movie too. Like, holy shit! Because like, Goodfellas is so iconic. You know, it's probably one of the three best movies of the 90s, right?
I'd say so.
Abdallah texted me. Hoodie texted. Sad day. Fuck. Rip Ray Liotta.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Stop. Oh, Requiescat in pace.
Will you pull Gio and Avi aside this morning and tell them about Ray Liotta?
I will absolutely not.
Why not?
What sense does that make?
Underneath the Ray Liotta today when we have it, can we play Life Will Kill You?
Yeah.
Then you'll be dead.
Gio, Avi, I'd like to sit you guys down. Someone very important to Daddy.
Near and dear to my heart.
This is where you guys crossed the line.
Passed away today. He shaped the way I watch movies. He shaped the way when I was a drama student at Columbia, I acted. He shaped the way I'd even do my radio show.
I did want to be able to act like Ray. He's so good in the... You know, what scene do we think of most? We probably think of he and Joe Pesci in What Do You Mean I'm Funny, right?
Like, yeah,
we think
funny of that, like a clown,
He's so good in that scene.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's so uncomfortable.
By the way, you remember the late Kobe Bryant was on with you?
I remember.
Revzin and Harry. And
it was me, Haw, there. It was me, Haw, and Harry, but okay.
Okay, whatever. And Harry said to him something about funny, and Kobe quoted that line.
Yes, he did. Well, we thought it went over his head at first, and he stopped, and he circled back, and he went, by the way, I did get the Goodfellas reference. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Because Harry had said to us, I think Harry asked him the question, if you weren't a basketball player, what do you think you would do? You know, and he goes, honestly, I probably would have been a comedian. And we were taken aback by that, and Harry jumped in with, can you make me laugh? I'm funny like a clown. And he was answering the question. Then he stopped and he goes, by the way, I appreciate the Goodfellas reference.
It's great.
He did stop and say that.
When a superstar like that is engaged,
and
willing to converse.
But
LeBron, not so much.
Not so much.
Kobe, yes.
No. Kobe, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, like that scene and all of the scenes. And I mean, we could start going. I assume we'll do it on the show a little bit today, too.
A little bit. What do you mean? This is your whole show.
I know. Well, it is like we can start. I'm sitting here thinking like we're going scene
by
scene.
Let's get permission.
You don't have enough time. Yeah. You don't have enough time to play the whole movie.
It'd be about exactly right. About 2.5 hours. The movie's about two.
Ideal.
Yeah, it's about 2.5. Like there, I'm going through in my head like all of the great scenes, all of the great screen time he and Pesci shared together. How great he was as that character. And really in just a lot of the movies, how good he was, how creepy he often was.
You know what else he was in this group of, and there are a lot of group of actors who are in this group, but the great actors / narrators.
Yeah, I agree.
Who can narrate the movie, that voice, right?
Yeah,
he had that voice.
He did.
The distinct voice.
He did, totally. He had a look about him. He had the voice. I think you're right, Sylvie. He was great at playing those bad guys, just like you knew it was going to be good if he was in it and he was playing someone, whether it's completely evil or slightly evil and someone tormented and tortured. He was just awesome at it. And yeah, it's shocking, but all right, 67. Rest in peace, Ray Liotta. We're going to see a lot of tributes on social media. We'll talk about it a lot on the show today.
Morgan Freeman's in that.
Totally.
He's in the team. He's on the Mount Rushmore of actors / narrators of movies.
Yes.
Who with the voice.
I mean, he's probably numero uno.
He's
right?
Number one, right.
There's nobody else. There's nobody else that's better. I'm trying to even think, like...
Guys who act, but also can narrate the movie. Or like,
oh, Morgan Freeman, guys.
That's the number one. We just said that. Yeah. That's what we just said.
Daniel Stern, well, right?
I got stuff going on.
That's
here.
Good. Isn't Daniel he Stern's the goofy guy?
Wonder Years, right?
Yeah. Wonder yeah. Years. Oh, he narrated yeah. Wonder Years.
Yeah, yeah. And others, too.
Yeah.
Who was the narrator in Sandlot?
That was not Daniel
not him.
Stern.
It
no.
Sounds like a little like
it's
him.
It's not him, though. I don't even know that actor's
the movies
name.
That have that narrator, yeah. I like those.
Richard Dreyfuss pulled it off in Stand By Me.
Yeah.
He did a good job of it. He doesn't have that voice, but he pulled it off in Stand By Me. But Leota's got the voice. Sylvie's right. Like, he's got the voice. He's got the chops to do it.
You know, Stand By Me was great.
Thank you.
It's such a good movie.
Thank you very much. It is a great movie.
For years, though, it was really weird. The puke scene in Stand By Me got to me.
Really?
Yeah, like the blueberry pie. It was blueberry pie.
It was.
Wasn't there boysenberry?
It was
like?
Blueberry. It was a pie eating contest.
And then the projectile vomiting.
But it was so fake. It almost, you know, it almost made, you know, if you see real puke, most of us get sick and want to puke. But it was fake and over the top. You know, talk about iconic moments in movie history. That's definitely one of them. Do we do it? I don't know. I feel like we should take some time with it. We'll do it on the show. Maybe we'll do it during Crosstalk with you guys. Like, think about our take five of Ray Liotta moments or movies and things like
sure.
That.
Sure.
Probably need a
when
few
his
minutes
brain
to process
got opened
it.
Up.
Oh, that's another great call.
Yeah, when his
Your
brain
call.
Got opened
in
up.
In Hannibal, oh, another bad gosh. Guy, like another yeah. Evil son of a bitch.
That's yeah, right? One of the all-time most gruesome scenes.
Yeah, he doesn't even know he's eating his brain, but he's eating his brain.
Oh, gosh. He's got it opened up and he's
forgot about that.
He's isn't he spoon-feeding him?
Well, yeah, like he's frying it up, table side next to him, and then he's feeding it to him, and he's eating the consomme with it, right? That's like, oh my God.
That and this isn't, he wasn't in Reservoir Dogs, right?
No.
But I always think of the ear scene in Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, yeah, he cuts it
when
off.
When we're talking now about the most gruesome scenes in movie history.
But
eating your own brain and getting your ear cut off.
Tarantino does this awesome thing in his movies where, so that scene's happening and Michael Madsen.
Mm-hmm.
He straddles the cop, right? And you know what he's about to do. And then the camera pans away. And the music kicks up louder. Yes. And all you hear is the guy screaming. And then it pans back. And, like, Tarantino's a master at that. Like, when in Pulp Fiction, when Bruce Willis storms in on what's happening in the room, and when he slashes, not Zed, but the other guy, the guy who owns the pawn shop, and then the guy turns, you never see it. You see from behind Bruce Willis slashing him, and then the guy turns around. And then
so
it
much
pans,
more dramatic that way.
It is. And then it pans around, and you see Bruce Willis stick the samurai sword into him from behind. You know, he's now behind Bruce Willis, and he sticks it into him. Like, Tarantino's a master of those types of shots. But it is gruesome because you know what's going on, but he doesn't have to show it to you to know how gruesome it is.
Yeah.
He's a master.
All right. That's a good. I mean, are we hard for anything here with Blue Chew, obviously, being the the title sponsor, anything else? Like, Yurko was limp over the Cap and Sylvie show. I really don't feel like that was proper
You tried.
Critique.
You tried.
No, it was proper critique. There's a lot of there's over-promising and under-delivering on that
show.
Who
was promising you anything?
All the promos. Everything that was building up to it. But you're supposed to build to a crescendo with fists.
I wasn't going to fight anyone. You know I can't fight.
I was hoping somebody was going to get shivved.
Look,
nothing happened.
I brought up all my grievances. I brought up I said to him, I played him his soundbite from a week ago when he said no one should say anyone ever sucks. And I played him three examples in the last week. I go, do you not fucking hear yourself talk?
And he's got no answer for it.
The great ice skaters of the 80s, Torval and Dean. If Torval falls down, Jesus Dean Christ. Doesn't get away with it.
Torval,
okay,
and Dean.
They both. It's a combo.
We're not a pair of figure skating.
It was the Sylvie and it was the Kaplan show. The two of you, Cap and Sylvie. If one is not engaging, that then doesn't offer the other one a chance
it's
to flourish.
It's a terrible analogy because we are not pair figure skaters.
You guys crash.
Yeah, they're not
and
Torval
burn.
And Dean.
You're right. They're not.
We're not supposed
they're
to
not.
Be.
But he. But
because
Cap
they're
wouldn't
exceptional.
Engage. But Cap
they're
wouldn't
gold
engage.
Medalists, Carm.
They are.
They're exceptional.
Cap
yes.
Wouldn't engage.
But that's the point. I go, if you're working as a twosome and one person is not participating and is not, you know, bringing the funk to the thing, then guess what? The stench is on you, too.
All right.
The stench is on you.
I'm hard for a Memorial
like
Day
that?
Weekend. I know Sylvia's.
The stench is on you.
And you came after Waddle hard yesterday.
Well, Waddle needs to know his place.
Boy, I mean, like, he came in and overcompensated because there was no conflict with Cap and me. And he comes in and he's like, Waddle had a fucking cup of coffee.
Like. I just show you what it's like. Take over to be the boss man.
Fuck you.
Okay? It was a great listen.
Give me a desk pop.
I'm a desk pop. I'm hard for a Memorial Day weekend. Sylvie's right. It's a great weekend. Summer's here.
Yeah, you're hard.
Me too. It's my
Sylvie's
favorite weekend of
that.
The year.
Yep. You've heard us talk about Blue Chew and BlueChew.com for years. Yurko swears by it. No shame in it, guys. You don't bang like your 20-year-old self anymore, let's face it. Blue Chew enhances your performance.
That's
it
right.
Gives you the confidence you need to make sure your partner gets that.
It doesn't
big O,
supplement so. It, it complements it.
Special deal for our fans. You can now try Blue Chew for free.
Free.
Just use the promo code UNHINGED at checkout. All you have to do is pay $5, just the Finsky, for the shipping. That's it. A month's supply for free. So check it out. Try it. You'll love it. BlueChew.com.
Right. And we realize some of you idiots can't spell it. So it's UNHINGED. Unhinged.
And there you go.
And by the way, can we send some Blue Chew to the NBA playoffs?
Yeah, they've been brutal. We'll talk about that on the show a little bit, too.
And this is when it's supposed to be the best.
The four of us, we promise, I think, back together next week.
Unless someone forgets
fucking
again.
Waddle doesn't forget. Speaking of that fucking Tom Waddle.
I'll be gone next Friday, so.
Jesus Christ.
We got to do it earlier.
Rip Ray Liotta, and why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy.